speaking about celebrating his wins, well, I don't know what he was doing about halfway through the race. Let's find out, because Pat Webster, the trainer of Happy Clapper, is on the line. G'day, Pat.
Good morning.
How are you, Pat? Hey, Pat,
thanks, Raymond.
Congratulations, firstly, on yesterday, but yeah. It wouldn't have been an easy watch for you, Pat.
Oh, no, it was terrible. I look, isn't it funny? You just, oh, yeah, well, you know, it turned out good, whatever. But oh, what would I have said to Tommy if he hadn't won? I would have crucified him.
Yeah, I was thinking about in a week where cruelty to animals is featured, I wonder what cruelty to jockeys may have transpired.
Oh, well, it doesn't feature because you're allowed.
they're
used to it, but trainers usually do it behind their back.
hey, Paddy, just on that, though, based on what we've seen now from Happy Clapper, does that start to make you think about, well, what is this horse capable of?
Well, yeah, because before with him racing, what happens is, look, I was just brought up with the way I've been brought up, that the horses should always have cover and whatever. Mm. And when you're in these big competitive races, usually the leaders go out and they get lost, you know. They get run over. And remembering, most of his runs were against the Mighty Mare. And he wouldn't go out to be a pacemaker against her, you know. And you used to have to sort of try. And we did try it once, and it goes to show you. He ran, I think she did beat him, but I think it was four lengths to the third horse. So, yeah, that, and probably now that he's got that bit older, that he's looking for 2,000.
Mm. And you told me last night, Pat, you don't think the Clapper's ever pulled up as well after a race.
Wow.
Well, I can't say I don't think, Ray, because he hasn't. You know, as you know, Clapper's had issues, and usually they have signs that, you know, that, like, a horse doesn't have to bleed outwardly to show that, the, you know, that what's happened that's knocked them about, because the statistics show that, like, 7 out of 10 horses bleed anyway, but they don't bleed outwardly, but they bleed, you know, they do get blood on their lungs. But Clapper, you know, just the way he come home and went into his feed and everything yesterday, it was just amazing how he pulled up. And, you know, people say about him being 10-year-old and still competitive, 9-year-old and competitive, but look at Blackheart Bart and Hartnell and Galo Chop, but that all comes down to steroids. If they still had steroids, you know, he'd be retired at 5-year-old.
Yeah. Hey, Pat, am I right in saying, and Ray mentioned it earlier, next up for the Clapper will be the Gong?
Probably. You know, a lot depends on the handicapper. I hope he's listening this morning. But Peter Volandis and Racing New South Wales, in their wisdom, have put this on. No doubt it's a great thing. Imagine that. I noticed yesterday, just at Newcastle, the crowd, it was at Newcastle. Well, that wasn't for the Newcastle meeting. That was actually for the Everest, you know, and people didn't travel down. So they get it in the head and they go to the races and create their own atmosphere. But for the Gong and the other race at Newcastle, imagine what that's going to do for racing too. But if the handicapper sort of, you know, gives us a reasonable go, we'll definitely go down. And because he won't be going to Melbourne anymore.
No, if he passed that. Well, Pat, just
been there and done that.
Yeah. Just finally, Pat, on the day yesterday, you've seen some great racing, obviously, at Randwick over your 50-odd years. And
yes.
The Everest, why does it cut through the racing bubble, so to speak? And it just seems, the concept just seems to work, doesn't it?
Well, you know, a lot of people are critical because it's only 1,200, but who cares? You know, you got the Salinger or the Newmarket 1,200, you got Oakley Place 1,200, we got our sprints, but that's, you know, we're tapped into that 1,200 meter mark, and our sprinters are the best in the world. Mm-hmm. So why not see the best in the world? Plus, the crowd get there, they don't care whether it's 1,400 or 1,600,
nah.
They're there, they have a bet, and it's a real spectacle, and the guys like the way yourself, Ray, and Racing New South Wales, it's all got for a promotion. Like, my grandson's 20, and he went with 4 of his mates, just, or 5 of his mates. But, you know, and that's just, I don't even know whether they've seen a race, but it's just the atmosphere. Oh, he did. He said he'd done his money, and Clapper got him out. So he did have a bet. So I think that's what it's all about. So forget the distance. And I think Tony McAvoy's right. He said the Melbourne Cup, it's a Melbourne Cup, but it hasn't got that Australian flavour because we get all these overseas horses. But I'll tell you what, I don't think too many of them are bringing the sprinters here because we just give they're just speed humps for our horses.
Yeah, they copped a bath, 10 sovereigns yesterday.
Absolutely. Yeah, they get hammered.
Yeah. Mm. Hey, Pat, congratulations. I think
win yesterday.
One of the
most popular
horses on the track today, the
Clapper. I'm still pinching myself this morning. I'm sitting here basking in the sunshine at the farm with my darling and, just pinching myself. I can't believe what he's done and how he's done it. It's just amazing, absolutely amazing. I'm so privileged.
Enjoy it, Pat.
Fantastic. Yeah. Good on you, Pat. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, guys.
Pat Webster, trainer of Happy Clapper, as you mentioned, Roman, a very popular win yesterday.